Hi, I'm Eric Voss, and Avengers Endgame's loosest of loose threads was this slippery fella, Loki, who back in 2012 had the sense to grab the Tesseract and portal the hell away, avoiding a future visit with the world's worst chiropractor. And recently, Marvel head Kevin Feige revealed some major details about where Loki went and how Loki's upcoming Disney Plus series starring Tom Hiddleston will unleash the God of Mischief in his own mischievous corner of the MCU. I'm gonna break down these details from Feige and explain some missable implications from that endgame scene. And spoiler warning, in case any of my speculation ends up being right and ruins your life. So recently there was this tweet showing a leaked image of Kevin Feige speaking at a Disney investor conference about the Loki series, with some concept art featuring some interesting Easter eggs. So let's break down this tweet with another new Rockstar's tweet down. Okay, this concept art depicts Loki in the year 1975. Behind him, there's an ad for the movie Jaws, which came out in the summer of 75. And Loki's wearing 70s clothes, rocking a turtleneck. He's walking past others in 70s attire and 70s era cars. Kind of like that scene with Hoffman and Boyd in Midnight Cowboy. If this is a Midnight Cowboy reference, this could be a Rick and Morty parallel, because this Loki series showrunner is longtime Rick and Morty writer Michael Waldron, and that animated show has made a lot of nods to that film. This Loki Disney Plus series has been described as the God of Mischief popping up throughout human history as an unlikely influencer on historical events. Now, that doesn't mean Loki will be time traveling. It could just mean that history will be retconned, with Loki having already influenced events, since he's an Asgardian demigod and he's lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. And 1975 was an interesting year in human history. It was the year American forces withdrew from Saigon, the end of the war in Vietnam. Perhaps Loki could play a role in the Saigon evacuation. September 75 was also the year President Gerald Ford survived two assassination attempts, the first from a member of the Charles Manson cult. Maybe Loki will use the space stone to curve the bullets. July 1975 was the first ever joint US-Soviet spaceflight between the NASA Apollo shuttle and the Soviet Soyuz 19 capsule, a symbol of the cooling of tensions between the superpowers in the 70s. Maybe Loki could prevent nuclear war by making the space race a friendlier one, or maybe rescuing these astronauts and cosmonauts in space to avoid an accident in which the superpowers would blame each other. Now, Jaws came out in June 75, and it was still in theaters in July, and as really the first Hollywood blockbuster, it stayed in theaters for months and months, expanding internationally as late as December 75. So really, a lot of these historical events could have occurred around Jaws' release. But for other ideas of Loki's next steps, let's re-examine that scene in Avengers Endgame. During a time heist, present-day Stark, Scott Lang, and Cap sneak into Stark Tower, soon to be Avengers Tower. They steal the Tesseract, which contains the Space Stone, and Loki's Scepter, which contains the Mind Stone, while the 2012 Avengers are escorting away a defeated Loki. Cap gets the Scepter, he checks out his own ass, then Stark and Scott debilitate 2012 Stark to briefly get the briefcase containing the Tesseract, but 2012 Hulk, pissed from having to take the stairs, slams the door in present-day Stark's face, causing the Tesseract to slide over to Loki's feet, and he grabs it, portals out. So where does Loki go? Well, as explained elsewhere in the film, this kind of meddling with the past creates a new alternate branch timeline. I started to explain this a bit in my full breakdown of all the new MCU universes, opened up by Endgame, go check that out. But Loki taking the Tesseract has created a new timeline of his own, with him still alive, living his life as he would have from 2012 onward. Now, in 2012, Loki's mission on Earth was to retrieve the Space Stone for Thanos. But Loki probably would not go right back to the Mad Titan this second, because think about it. This Loki lost the Mind Stone and the Scepter, which was probably given to him by Thanos. Basically, he traded one of Thanos' stones for another when he was supposed to come back with two. And yeah, the Mad Titan doesn't respond too well to this kind of trickery. So Loki's first move would probably be to try to use the Space Stone to retrieve the Scepter. Now, we have to assume that Cap returned the Mind Stone back to the exact point in time from which it was taken, meaning the Scepter would be back in the hands of Hydra, Sitwell, Rumlow, Pierce, Dr. List, etc. But a blue god rock that allows you to teleport anywhere, spatially move objects, would be pretty useful to break into wherever Hydra moved the Mind Stone next and to steal it. Now, assuming Cap restored the timeline, Loki would fail, right? Because restoring the timeline means the Mind Stone stays with Dr. List until the Avengers get it back and use it to make Vision and Age of Ultron in 2015. But remember, Loki's escape created a new branch timeline where history plays out totally differently. So in that branch, Loki could still have gotten the Mind Stone and Thanos' Stone Quest could have started a lot sooner. But knowing Loki, it's possible that stealing the Tesseract means he's not too interested in honoring his contract with Thanos. Because really, the balance of power would have shifted here. Loki has a Space Stone, and Thanos is left with no army and no Infinity Stone, which puts Loki in a unique position. Really, the universe would be his oyster. Assuming he would want to leave Earth and avoid the Avengers, he could return to Asgard or travel to MCU destinations like Xandar, Contraxia, Hala, Nowhere, Sakaar, using that Space Stone to slip away from the Mad Titan who's hunting him down. Similar to Rick Sanchez, the selfish genius anti-hero of Rick and Morty, constantly on the run from various interdimensional authorities, and sometimes even doing the right thing. With Waldron as the voice of this series, Tom Hiddleston involved, Kevin Feige, and the production value that Disney Plus will likely bring to it, Loki might be the most exciting release in Marvel's future. Comment down below with where you think Loki went, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EAVoss. Subscribe to New Rockstars for more Marvel thoughts and theories. Thank you for joining me, and if the Loki series pilot is just Loki breaking the shark robot on the set of Jaws, forcing Spielberg to hide the threat and accidentally make a better movie, have a huge career, and give all of us better movies to watch, that would honestly be pretty awesome.